Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. It may be easy for us to forget that Jesus was not the first to raise someone from the dead. Elijah, one of the greatest prophets of all time, was sent to Zarephath to help a widow who was in dire straits. By the power of God, Elijah was able to feed the widow and her son. The son of the widow became gravely ill and died. The widow asked the prophet, "What have I to do with you, O man of God? Are you come unto me to call my sins to remembrance and to slay my son?" Elijah prayed to God, "O Lord my God, have you also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son?" And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again." The child was raised by the power of God. The woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in your mouth." 1 Kings 17, 8-24. Jesus Christ raised Lazarus after he had been dead for 4 days. John 11, 39. Christ also raised the son of the widow of Nain. Luke 7, 11-18, and the daughter of Jairus, Luke 8, 41 and 42, 49-56. But obviously, the most notable event in the history of the world, and not just the most notable resurrection, was the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The entire Christian system stands or falls on the basis of Christ's resurrection. If Jesus arose from the dead, his resurrection marks him off as the Son of God. Romans 1, 4. If he did not rise from the dead, Christianity is false. Men and women have no hope for an eternal home. If Christ be not raised, then your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they who are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. 1 Corinthians 15, 17-19. As Paul thought about all the great truths concerning Christ, he referred to him as the firstborn of every creature, and the firstborn from the dead. Colossians 1, 15 and 18. The expression firstborn of every creature means that Christ was prior to and sovereign over the whole creation. The term does not suggest that Christ is a created being, but that he occupies the place of the firstborn in the family of God. Christ could not be a created being since he himself was the Creator. Colossians 1, 16. Our Lord is far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Ephesians 1, 21. That obviously could not be said of any created being. The word dead in the phrase, the firstborn from the dead, is plural. The Greek reads literally, the firstborn from among the dead ones. The same thought appears in the following verses. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him who loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Revelation 1, 5 and 6. As I have already shown from the Old Testament and from the New, Jesus was not the first to be raised from the dead. But his resurrection differs markedly from those I have mentioned. When the son of the widow of Zarephath was raised by Elijah, he died again, so did Lazarus, the son of the widow of Nain and the daughter of Jairus. But when Jesus was raised, he ascended to the Father, and he now reigns at the right hand of God. And he guarantees the resurrection of all men. My friends, thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.